Simon Saditzer. Dina Atzamos in the Starfin Levato Ha'iser, the Shalom Levato Iser Rafi. We have over here two totally independent topics. We'll take them one by one. First, take the topic of Atzamos. Let's read the Machaber. Katikas Nevela Shiesh Babasar Vi Atzamos. Shinaf Lekderas Heter. And now we have a question, do we have shishim, or don't we have shishim in the heter against the nevela? So the Machaber paskins, atzmos ha-iser mitztarfim im ha-heter, levatel ha-iser. Ve'im tzarech lomar she'atzmos ha-heter mitztarfim im ha-heter. Avol moach she'ba-atzmos, she'ba-atzmos iser, mitztarfim ha-iser. Gufa kedera, eina mitztaref etzlom ha-iser v'lom ha-heter. Comes along the Ramah and says, v'yesh machim shelo l'tzarif atzmos ha-iser im ha-heter, levatel. Umokam hefsed yeshivus malcham makilim umatirim kichen ikar. Okay. Let's start off with the rule. Let's start off with the gufa kedera. The question is, if we have a kedera which is heter, can we bring the volume of the kedera into the shishim and say let's combine the kedera and the vegetable soup which is within it. As opposed to the nevela that falls in. So Machaber paskins gufa kedera einem mitzarefes olam ha'iser velo im ha'heter, for the very simple reason that the gufa kedera is boleya in equal amounts. So it doesn't change the ratio. And the gufa kedera over here serves as that which is boleya, rather than anything else. And since it's boleya, both heter and iser, so it's not going to change the ratio one way or another, and therefore that can't be brought into account. However, we move over to the Atzmos HaIsur. So the Machaber paskins, the Mitztarif HaHeter Levata HaIsur. They do change the ratio in a positive manner. So here, if we look into the Taz, the Taz explains, L'fi she'enam b'nei achila, enam b'chlal HaIsur. Namely, that these Atzmos Isur, the Etzem of a Nevela, the Etzem of a Trefa, the Etzem of a Behemat Smeya, these Atzamot, Eina Bechal HaIsur, these Atzamot are basically Mutar. That's what it appears. That's what the Taz says. That's A, that they are Mutar. Not only are they Mutar, but they're not simply something neutral like a Kedera, which is Boleya from here and from there and doesn't change the ratio, but rather they give out a ta'am. They give out a ta'am heter. V'yesh b'hem gamkin lachluchis leval vel ha'iser shebolin min desar ha'iser. So we have over here, according to the Taz, a combination of two assumptions. Assumption number one is that these atzamot are mutar. Assumption number two is that these atzamot aren't simply a hollow framework like the kedera, which is only balea, but rather an etzem has a tam. And since the etzem is mutar, the tam of the etzem is a tam heter. And so it changes the ratio when it's being cooked in the pot. It changes the ratio in a positive manner, that the etzem of the iser is exuding positive heter into the taroves, and therefore it should be taken into account on the side of heter when we're dealing with shishim. That's what the Taz points out. Comes along the Ramah in this context. It says Yesh Machmirim Shelo Litzaref Atzmos HaIsur Maheter Levatel. He disagrees with assumption number two, that we can't bring the Atzmos Isur into the ratio. They don't change the ratio. Let's look in the Shach. The Gam Lo LeIsur. They don't change the ratio one way or another. Namely, that the Atzmos, according to the Shach, the Ramah agrees. The Ramah agrees that these Atzmos Iser are basically Heter. They're basically Heter. However, they're like the Kedera. And therefore, they're not Mitztaref to the Heter side. They're not Mitztaref to the Iser side. They're simply Boleya rather than being Maflit. Okay, so the Shita, which is most Mekel, the Machaber, holds of two assumptions. A, they're Heter. And B, they introduce their Maflit, the Tam Heter, into the Taroves, which changes the ratio on the side of the Heter. The Ramah agrees with the first side, namely that they are Heter. However, in terms of their function, They're not maflit any time. They're simply baleya. And therefore, they're baleya from the heter. They're baleya from the nevela. They don't change the ratio. So therefore, they're not mitzdareth either to the heter or to the iser. However, the Ramah then appears to be a little that consistency. Because the book in the continuation of the Shachs of Katan days, the Ramah says, Aval atzmos haheter mitztarfim laheter. V'hochi isa v'hagosha reidur, etc. That even though the atzmos of the Easter are viewed like the Kedera, namely their heter, which are not mitztarev, the atzmos of heter are mitztarev. The atzmos of heter are heter, and they change the ratio. So the question is, what's going on over here? Either atzmos have a ta'am, or they don't have a ta'am. If atzmos have a ta'am, so the atzmos heter should change the ratio, and the atzmos Easter should change the ratio. If atzmos don't have a ta'am, then both of them should be considered to be like guf hakadera and not change the ratio. Why should we have atzmos iser that don't change the ratio and atzmos heter that do change the ratio? What kind of inner logic is there within the Ramah according to the Shach? So here the Chavas Das explains as follows, that really we misinterpreted the Ramah. The Ramah is cholek ekroni on the machaber. The Ramah holds that even though atzmos heter are heter, atzmos iser are really iser. Atzmos iser are aser. Not like the machaber paskin that the atzmos machaber according to the Taz, that the atzmos iser are muter. No. Atzmos iser are aser. Atzmos heter are muter. Both atzmos give out a tam. Therefore, the atzmos heter which give out a tam heter, they're mitztarif leheter. However, by the atzmos iser, we're going to coin a phrase that we're going to be using throughout Hilchos Tarovas and Hilchos Basar V'Cholav, and that's as follows, that the Atmos Iser are maflid a ta'am, but the ta'am of Atzamos is considered to be a ta'am kalush. It's a ta'am which doesn't change the ratio of heter to Iser. It's a weak ta'am. Like, for example, we have a question whether yesh begidin benosein ta'am or ein begidin benosein ta'am. We have an Iser called Gid HaNosha. Does a sinew give out a ta'am or doesn't give out a ta'am? That's a machlokes in the Gemara. Machlokes tanoim, machlokes amaroim, whether yesh begidin benosein ta'am or not. Oh, it's very strange. What kind of machlokes is this? I mean, no, it's either it does have a ta'am or doesn't have a ta'am. So everyone agrees that a gid gives out a ta'am. The question is whether that ta'am is enough to change ratios of heter and iser. Is it a ta'am mishubach, or is it a ta'am kalush? A ta'am mishubach, in this respect, mishubach would mean mishubach le'iser, and a gid hanasha would change the ratio of le'iser. Or do we say no, that it gives out a ta'am, it's aser, and it gives out a ta'am, but that ta'am is a ta'am kalush, and doesn't change the ratio. Particularly according to Reb Chaim, Chaim pointed out that the din of ta'am ki'ikar is the din of achila. Yitachin, on a certain level, we may have a ta'am, but this ta'am is not a ta'am that is tasted, and as such, it doesn't have a status of ta'am kikar. It doesn't change the ratio. So what the Ramah is saying, according to Chavas Das, is as follows. The yesh machmirim, to view the atzamos as being, to view the atzamos iser as being aser. And they give out a ta'am. However, lo gutzari for atzmos iser with either the heter or the iser, because even though they give out a ta'am, but that ta'am doesn't change the ratio one way or another. As opposed to atzmos heter, that give out a ta'am heter, and that does change the ratio to the side of heter. Yes?
Why is it that the ta'am coming out of the atzmos heter also not
ta'am coming through the atzmos heter? Can I read that? In terms, it's a good question. Can I read that within the world of heter, even a tam kolosh has a status of heter? Within the world of iser, we have to come on to a concept of tam ki'ikar. Within the world of iser, there a tam kolosh doesn't count. But it's a good question. Not thrilled about the explanation, but that's the explanation of the Chavas Das. Okay, that's point number one. So if we'll ask, is a bone of a elephant? Does an elephant bone give off a ta'am? Is it mutar or aser? It would come out that the machaber paskins that an elephant bone is mutar. Not only is it mutar, but it has a ta'am heter, and it gives out that ta'am heter. According to the Ramah, either he agrees, but somehow views it as not giving out a heter, but then it would be sort of associated with the situation of atzmos heter, or he says, no, I agree with you that an elephant bone is aser, However, within a Tarovas, it doesn't change the ratio, because the Tam that it gives out is a Tam Kalush. That's point A. Point B, just to understand over here some pshat of the Mechaber Rambam before we move over to the gelatin question, we have a question of the Bach. The Bach is quoted in the Taz Sifkatan Aleph, in the Shach Sifkatan Gimel. The Bach asks, why don't we say by Atzamos, let's assume they're Heter. Let's assume Atzamos Iser are really Heter. This elephant bone is really Mutter. But it's an Iser, but it's Davuk. We have over here this elephant bone organically connected to the Nevela. And the Ramah holds of Chanan, that Chatikon Nase's Nevela. And Chatikon Nase's Nevela, when you have an organic connection, means even in the first Kedera, we say that we take into account the Heter, which is Dovak to the Iser, as having the status of Iser. We saw this back in Siman Kaf Beis. Either we say that the Heter goes, that the Iser goes into the Heter in two stages. First it would go into the Etzem, and then into the rest of the Kedera. Or maybe this elephant meat, an elephant bone, come out of the Kedera, and then go back in. In any case, why don't we say over here, Chanan? In other words, we're talking over here about measuring Shishim. In terms of measuring Shishim, we have a Machoksin Machaber and the Ramah, whether there is a Din of Chatichon Naseis Nevela by Shari Surah. The Ramah Paskins that there is a Din of Chatichon Naseis Nevela by Shar Isurim. One of the toldot of Chatichon Naseis Nevela is Iser Dover. So why over here do we forget about Iser Dover? We're talking about Chatichos Nevela Shiesh Basar V'Atzamos. We're talking about a piece of Nevela which is attached to an Etzem. That's a question of the Taz. Mori V'chami Hikshel HaRamah Dekos HaBetor Aschatos Afilu Cheres Shebekli Tzarech Shishim Negdo Imkein Gam Kan Neim Ad HaAtzmos Na'asos Nevela Came under the Vukim Hem L'Besar HaIser Maishna mechatichas basar shehaleiv dovuk bo ubekaved ve'el shosach chatichas nasis nevela v'chein hiksha beprisha. So both the Taz and the Shach give the same answer. Moshe emes v'tarah. So emes is no kasha on the Ramah because the din of Chanan is only said by ochlin. There's a difference between an ochel and a kli. An ochel is not nitan lahag Allah. You can't take the Marlboro out of Marlboro country, right? You can't take the Iser out of an Ochel. It's always going to remain there. Efshe l'sochto Aser. And therefore, we have this din of Chanan within an Ochel. However, a Kli, we pointed out, there is no din of Chanan because it's nitan lehag'ala. We saw the Chiddush of Mordechai, that a Kli Cheres, since it's eno nitan lehag'ala, maybe that is similar to an Ochel. Maybe yes, maybe no. But in Etzem, Etzem is nitan lahagala. If you had an ivory frying pan, you can be magil the frying pan. Etzem is nitan lahagala. So over here, the etzem is not an ochel, nitan lahagala. There'd be no din of Chanan within the etzem. That's the answer that both the Shach and the Taz give. That even if the Rama wants to be machmir like the Mordechai, that will say Chanan even in a kli cheres, but we wouldn't say it in the etzem. The Bach makes a connection, so just like in Cheres it's Nasa Nevela, so also in Etzem, no. Cheres is Eino Nitan Lahagala, that's like an Ochel, there you would say Chanan. Masha'en Ken in the world of Atzamot, there, that is Nitan Lahagala, we don't have the concept of Chanan, we don't have Chanan, therefore we don't have Yisr Davok. That's what we have over here in Sif Aleph. Let's continue to Sif Beis. Bamed Vorem Amurim, She'atzmos Ha'Yisr Mitztarfim Ma'heter,
when it was raw. Then
this halacha seems to be Rav Sinigra. Seems to be going against everything that we just said. This halacha seems to be the Bach. It appears to be saying that forget that Iser Davuk. But the basic din of Chanan is when you have two kederos. First, you mevashel the nevela with the etzem. The etzem is balea from the nevela, and then since we don't have shishim, it has the status of nevela. And then when it falls into the vegetable soup, we take it into account. That's what it appears to be saying over here, that we have Chanan by atzamos. But that's impossible. You can't learn that way. Why? Because the mechaber doesn't hold of a din of Chanan by sharisim. This is the mechaber talking. So what's going on over here? If there's no Chanan, what are we talking about? Two kederos, etc. And if there is Chanan, but in other words, then why were the Taz and the Shach called previously on the bach. What's going on over here? So you look around for someone to talk about it, and we're forced by process of elimination, since it's no shach and taz, to look into a ber heitev. We never look into a ber heitev, except when you learn Hilchos Kisi Adam. We're forced to look into a ber heitev. And here we find the ber heitev gives us pshat in the mechaber. So we'll learn to look at ber heitev more often, because it's pshat. What's pshat? So it says the ber heitev, V'losogi b'shishim neged b'sar ha'nevega, v'shema nismait ha'basa b'bishulo, v'nichnas ba'atzamos kenisa b'tur. So we turn red, we took a shortcut, we didn't learn the tour. Had we learned the tour, we never would have had a problem. Because what does the tour point out? The tour points out that we're talking about over here in a situation where we didn't see the size of the raw meat. We have a piece of elephant meat attached to an elephant bone, and we didn't see how much elephant meat do we have. Do we have 5 kazisim, 4 kazisim, etc.? When you cook meat, any one of you who knows that when you cook meat, meat shrinks as you cook it. And so over here, our fear is that maybe when this cooked meat is being thrown into the kedera of Yerukos, maybe originally the meat had been larger. When you cooked it the first time, tam of the basar entered into the etzem, and that's why it shrunk. And we part of it went into the water, part of it went into the air, part of it went into the etzem. And we don't know what went into the etzem. So it's not over here a din of chanan. We're not saying over here chaticha na'aseis nevega. We're simply saying maybe over here the original amount of nevela that we have is the size of our current nevela plus the etzem. I mean, not that the etzem has a status of an ochel, of a nevela, etc. Simply over here, we're talking about a second kedera. We have a bliya of basar which is coming out of this basar plus etzem. Maybe the bliya which is coming out is the size of the original piece of meat. That's the problem over here. Nothing at all to do with chanan. There's no chanan by shari surim. We're not talking over here about heter nefach liyos iser. We're not talking over here about a change of status of the etzem. Simply, the etzem is no worse than a kli. And so this kli may have been balei abasar. And as a kli that was balei abasar, we have to take that amount of basar into account. So it's not tam coming out of the etzem that we're worried about. It's simply the basar per se that we're worried about, because it's a second cooking. Because over here we didn't see what the basar was in its original form. Okay, that's what we have over here in Sif Beis. Namely, had we seen the basar originally, we wouldn't have Sif Beis. Had we seen the basar originally, and there were 5 kazesim of basar attached to an etzem, even though now it's down to 4 kazesim, we're still going to be mishar against 5 kazesim. Forget about the etzem. We're not going to be mishar against the etzem at all. We'll be mishar against 5 kazesim, because that's how much basar we have in the equation. When we don't have the basar, then we're afraid maybe it reduced itself. And was nivla by the etzem, so we take the etzem into account. Okay, with this background, we come to deal with the question of gelatin, and the question of gelatin revolves around one basic issue, and that is the raw material of gelatin. And at one time, and this is what the Machlokes is dealing with, the raw material of gelatin were bones. So our bones of nevelos and trefos and basar tzmeya, are these bones mutar or asar? So up to now, what we've seen is that according to the Machaber, both in Sif Aleph and in Sif Beis, bones are mutar. Bones are mutar. Bones of nevelos, trefos, b'ematmeya are mutar. The problem with that approach is that we have a Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Dalet Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros, Halacha Yudches, says as follows: Ha'ochel mi nevela v'trefa o mi behema v'chaya hatmeyim. Any food and any meat that you're not allowed to eat, be it nevela, be it trefa, be it a species of animals that's not kosher, if you eat min ha'or, min ha'atzamos, min ha'gidim, min ha'karnayim, min ha'tlafim, min ha'tzipornayim, etc., afal pishi hu asur hareze patur. We have over here an Easter. There's no Malkos. You're part of Malkos. We have over here an Easter. Is this an Easter d'Oraisa? Is this an Easter d'Rabbanan? It's unclear from the Rambam. Afal pishihu asur hareze patur. It's unclear. Are we talking about an Easter d'Rabbanan or Easter d'Oraisa? L'chora, I mean, I think that the language would seem to be mashing Easter d'Oraisa without Malkos. Afal pishihu asur hareze patur. If it's an Easter d'Rabbanan, what's wrong to say hareze patur? But echshalo, yeah, we have over here an Easter. How can the Mechaber simply ignore a Rambam? I mean, where do we find a machaber in Shulchan Aruch? You know, we're going to go a fair shot. This isn't the tshuva of the Rambam. This is the Rambam Hilchos Ma'achalos Asuros. The machaber knew Hilchos Ma'achalos Asuros by heart. So how can the machaber pass in the Atzmos Iser are Mutter? But the Rambam says black on white that Atzmos Iser are Aser. So we have over here two approaches in the Achronim. The approach of, on one hand, the Achiezer, Reb Chaim Ozer Gradinsky. It's in Chelot Gimel, Simon Lamed Gimel, Si'if Hei, and Shelos Achuvos Achiezer, Gimel Lamed Gimel Hei. And Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky, who wrote the Perush Chazon Yecheskel on the Tosefta, but he also wrote many Shelot Achuvot. And in the back of Tosefta Zroim, his children gathered the Shelot Tshuvot that they found after he was Niftar, and they published them in the back of the Tosefta of Zroim. So we have over here, they took one approach, and Rav Aaron Kotler took a different approach. That's a machokis. Machokis in terms of learning, but the Nafnis Halkul Maisa are Atsun. So the Achiezer and the Chazon Yecheskel both said that there's no stira between the Mechaber and the Rambam. How can there be no stira? The Machaber says Atzmos Iser are Mutter. Rambam says Atzmos Iser Aser. I think that's not a stira. If that's not a stira, what is a stira? So the answer is, let's just look a minute in the Shach of Katan Aleph. The Shach says, Latini is Daiti, Bishas Yerushalmi, Kedas Hara'a B'Sefer Bedek Habayis, V'Haran B'Perek Gid HaNoshe, She'atzmos Harakos Mitztarfim L'Iser, Mishum Moach Shebahem, Umachmas Rakutsan Shiyetze or Shiyatza Lachut. Atmos Yeveshim or Klipo shall beitzim, then Afosan Shalisim is Darfim of Atel Ha'iser. Kain Das, Iser Veheter, Shemar Zeruah, Kain Das Abach. The Shach quotes a Ran. And the Ran says there are Tzvei Dinim in Atzamos. There are two kinds of Atzamos. There are Atzamos Rakos, and there are Atzamos Yeveshos. The Atzamos that are Rakot, the soft bones that you can play with a wishbone, you know, moving them back and forth. So those atzamos have the status of the Iser. And the atzamos yaveshos, those have the status of heter. Namely, there's no stira between the machaber and the Rambam. They're talking about two different kinds of atzamos. The machaber is talking about atzamos yaveshos, and those really are the starkos ima heter, because those are basically mutter. And the Rambam is talking like the Ran about Atzamot Rakot. And that's why he compares it to the Tziporayim, but Makom Shemavatzis Behem Dam. Shiyachtachu, when the Tziporin is still very, very soft, that's the equivalent of the Etzem that he is referring to. And then there's no Stira. And it what's very fascinating is that why did the Ran say this, that Atzamot Rakot or Aser? Because the Ran, it's a long row over here, Sivkot and Aleph, the Ran saw there's a Stira in the Yerushalmi. One Yerushalmi was mashma that Atzamos are Aser. Another Yerushalmi was mashma Atzamos are Mutter. So he said, oh, this is talking about Atzamos Yeveshos, this is talking about Atzamos Rakos. So the same way that the Ran himself said there's no stira in the Yerushalmi, there's also no stira over here in the Rishonim. Namely, that we can stick to our guns, that really the classic Atzamos, right, an elephant bone, right, that Etzem is basically Mutter. Why is that Etzem basically Mutter? So here, the Chazon Yecheskel points out that we have a number of such riots to that, and even the Rambam would agree. Even the Rambam would agree such an etzem is mutter. So we have a Sifra that when it says, Umibas Saram lo tochelu, so the Sifra says, Mibas Saram v'lo min ha'atzamas. Okay. The Magid Mishnah says that let's take an example of the world of Tumah. An etzem is not Mekabel Tumah. The etzem is not mitame; it's not considered to be an ochel. So just like an etzem is mufka from the world of ochel in terms of tumas nevela, so also an etzem is mufka from ochel in the world of achilas nevela. No, it's that we have a parallel situation. And finally, he quotes a Rashi in Pesachim Daf Kafezim at Aleph: "Velod nevela ikri elok atzamos dehein eitz ba'alma." Okay, if an etzem is eitz ba'alma, that means it's not part of the nevela. There is only a machlokis in degree between the Achiezer and the Chazon Yecheskel. What would the Rambam hold if you have atzamos kashos that are still lechot? What if we have a fresh elephant bone? Now, I mean, not something we find in an elephant graveyard. A fresh elephant bone. We shoot an elephant and the bone is still fresh. namely, it still has a certain amount of moisture in it. What would be the halacha in such a situation? So the Chazon Yecheskel says that etzem is an etzem is an etzem. An etzem is mutter. Whether it's fresh, whether it's 10 years old, it's mutter. Dafka, an etzem raka, a pliable etzem, that has the status of meat. It's like in a fish. You have fish bones that you can't eat, and then you have, right, that the Queen of England will choke over. Then you have the small fish bones that are very, very pliable, that you can use for musical instruments. In other words, that really have, that, you know, one could view as hard meat as opposed to being an etzem. That's the shita of the Chazon Yecheskel. The Achiezer wants to say no, that as long as it's moist, it's still considered to be usser until it's dried out. That the moisture itself, that's considered to be, I don't know if we call it the etzem, but the moisture itself shows that you have nevela there. That moisture is nevela. However, when the bone dries out, the bone itself is like a pot. The bone itself is totally neutral. It's mutter, and it goes beyond the pot. A pot is simply a hollow framework that absorbs. A bone gives out tam heter according to the machaber. Okay, so we have over here it's simply a question of how to read the Ran. When the Ran says, Atzamos rakos mitztarfim le'iser v'nei moach shebehen u'machmas rakusan sheyotz al rachut avol atzamos yaveshim o klipo shel beitzim, etc. Mitztarfim, what does he mean by atzamos yaveshim? Does yaveshim mean kosher? Or does yaveshim mean, as opposed to rach, the opposite of rach is kosher? Or does over here yaveshim mean literally yaveshim, and we could have an in-between category of kosher and rach that would still be awesome? Machlokes Chazon Yecheskel, Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky, and Reb Chaim Ozer. But basically, they both agree that after you would dry out a bone for a period of time, according to both of them, it would be mutter legamri. However, according to everyone, that's what they're according to everyone. There's no machlokes over here between the Machaber and the Rambam. The Machaber is talking about the classic bone. The Rambam is talking about the exceptional soft bone, and that's why he says Ozer. However, the approach of Rav Aaron Kotler is just the opposite. Rav Aaron Kotler, now they're publishing his Shelot Tshuvot. Maybe it's already published, but it was, where I saw it, there was a publication that used to come out that was called Noam. It came out on a yearly basis, and it was contributed to by, at least in the first 10, 15 years of its existence, by all the Gedolei HaAchronim, and that was the forum where they would deal with questions that had halachah l'maisa ramifications. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach had a long tshuva there in a number of matters, in terms of hearing aids, in terms of hilchos nida, shofaret, v'kulei, all of that was found in Noam. So in Noam, volume chet, this question is raised, and Rav Aaron Kotler has a tshuva, and he understood pum faker, that according to the Rambam, all atzmos iser are asuros. Again, whether they're asur midoraisa without malkos or asur d'rabanan, they're all asur. How can the Machaber disagree with the Rambam? Machaber doesn't disagree with the Rambam. Even the Machaber agrees with the Rambam. Namely, the Taz misunderstood the Rambam. All the Machaber was telling us was that the tam coming out of an etzem is a tam kolosh. Namely, what we said, what the Chabas Da'a said in the Ramah, the Rav Aaron Kotler says in the Machaber, that really the etzem of an iser is aser, and it exudes a tam, and that tam is a tam kolosh. The only question is, how do we view a tam kolosh of iser? Do we say that since a tam kolosh of iser is not aser, it's not going to aser anything, so it's bottled in the rov heter, and it changes its skin. We have over here a case of iser nefach lios heter, and we can use this to be mevatel with the heter. We can use it to be mevatel the iser. In other words, namely, it'll turn its coat. It'll join the forces of heter against the nevela. Or do we say no? That maybe that is a tam kolush, so it's not mitzarifel iser, but it's not going to be mitzarifel heter either. Namely, the machlokas over here between the Machaber and the Ramah would be on a very, very fine point. They both agree that atzmos iser are aser. They both agree that atzmos iser only give out a tam kolush. The question is, can that tam kolush be mitzarifel with heter, or does that tam kolush neither mitzarifel with heter nor iser? That's the only machlokas. But basically, they all working off of the Rambam that an etzem is aser. Hayotze min hatame tame. If an etzem that so the tam coming out of the etzem is aser, but it's a tam kolush. The only question is the degree that this tam kolush affects the shishim. That's one option. Or another option is that the machlokas over here. I'm sorry. That there again, there's no machlokas in Machaber and the Rambam. The Machaber is working off of the Rambam. The Rambam holds Atzamos or Aser. However, why are Atzamos Aser? So maybe the reason Atzamos or Aser, so of course they're not Roy La'achila. Why are they Aser? Doesn't the Torah say that we have over here an Iser Achila? So we already pointed out that we have a din of Achshavei. That if you have something which basically is not Roy La'achila, but someone decides to eat it, like we have a toast that was burnt before Pesach, that toast, there's no Iser Vayirah Bayimati. It's in a Roy La'achilas Adam. Maybe even in a Roy La'achilas Kelev. However, if we have a person on Pesach who decides he's going to eat that toast, then it's Aser for him to eat. Why? Because Achshavei, even though we don't view it as Chametz, he views it as Chametz. So whether this Achshavei is in the Raisa or Drabanan, that's unclear. But if it's the Raisa, certainly it's without Malkos. But in other words, over here, what the Rambam is telling us is that Atzamas or Aser Midin Achshavei. When are they also midin achshavei? If someone goes ahead, like you know some of your people, and begins chewing on a bone, yeah, a dog can chew on a bone, maybe something there, right? So someone begins chewing on a bone, then that's achshavei, and he's over an iser. No malchus, he's over an iser. However, when you have a bone floating around in your chalant, there's no achshavei. When the moment you have a ta'arovis, it's a ta'arovis that fell in. We're talking about a case where chatichas nevela fell into the chalant. There's no achshavei. The moment there's no achshavei, then we go back to our original status that it's mutter, and that's why there's no stira between the Machaber and the Rambam. I mean, the Machaber knows the Rambam. He knows that a bone per se is aser. Ha'ochel min nevela v'treifa min ha'or min ha'atzama. So if you go ahead and bite on a bone, that's aser. However, when that bone falls into a tarovis, then it's mutter. Why? Because the only reason the bone was aser was midin achshavei. And we pointed out already in our Hakdama that there's no din of achshavei in a tarovis. Those are the two explanations that we find in Rav Aaron Kotler for the Machaber. So the first explanation says the Taz was wrong. The Taz was wrong. Really, atzamos are aser. They just give out a tam kolush. Second explanation says the Taz is correct. Within a tarovis, the etzem is mutter. Within a tarovis, the etzem is mutter. So the tam coming out of the etzem is mutter, etc. Yes? According to the first understanding, very strange. I'm not thrilled about it. He said it. Just said it over. That's what he wanted to say. But you know, there's one thing in terms of Pshat and the Machaber. However, over here though, the nafkamina between 1 and 2 is what is the status of gelatin. Let's assume for the time being that gelatin is made out of bones. Well, gelatin is made out of bones. So according to the Chazon Yecheskel, as long as it's made out of hard bones, big hard bones, irrelevant if they're fresh, if they're old, it's mutter. Bones are mutter. The gelatin is mutter according to everyone. That's the way everyone holds. The Machaber, the Rama, everyone holds that bones are basically mutter. According to the Achiezer, going to Reb Chaim Ozer, as long as you were to make the gelatin out of dry bones, as long as you make the elephant out of dry bones, hard dry bones, then it's mutter. Were you to be dealing, according to the Achiezer, with bones that are either soft or are hard but are still that still have moisture in them, so we have an option. We could dry them out. Let's just dry them out. Let's put them outside. Let's put them in a furnace and dry them out. And the moment that they reach a status that the Rabbanim will say this is Yavish Ke'etz, then they would be mutter. We find that in Siman Pei Zayin, those of you who have a larger Shulchan Aruch, Siftes, that if you have Nevelos and Trefos that become dry as a bone, right, that simply reaches a level of heter, the very, very, very end of the Ramah. keiva shepamim mochim oto miyabshim oto v'nasa ke'etz u'memalem oso b'cholof mutar la'achash nisiyabesh have ke'etz ba'alma. Ein b'olachlichus basa. We'll speak about it later on, whether that's l'chatzil or b'diyevet, but in any case, we can use that. And if, let's say, the source of the gelatin is bones that come from restaurants, namely that the you want to be efficient, so you go around to the garbage cans of restaurants and you take out their garbage, you take out their bones. So even though those bones were cooked within the velos and trefos and they absorbed, we pointed out that bone lends itself to hagolah. So take the bones and be magil them. And you don't necessarily be magil them in a pot of boiling water. You can be magil them with phosphoric acid, with sulfuric acid. In other words, you can be magil them via libun. Simply destroy them in terms of the level of achila. And then whatever Easter we would have in there, it would simply turn into a fair. And there is no problem over here of achshave, that by your eating the gelatin, it shows you consider the bones to be important, because you don't want to eat bones. You want to eat gelatin. And so therefore, both the Achiezer and the Chazon Yecheskel paskind that gelatin is basically mutter. So that is on one side. On the other side, you understand that according to Aaron Cutler, the bones are usser. According to whatever perish you have, the Mechaber agrees with the Rambam that bones are usser. And over here, we will have a problem with the gelatin. Before I continue, halacha l'maaseh, how we paskin, just as a very fascinating historic note, the tshuva of the Chazon Yecheskel was written to the head of the OU at the time. He asked him specifically not to publish it. He says, I'll write to you a tshuva on condition you don't publish it. And according to the children of Chazon Yecheskel, Magad lo hafta oso, when it was published in the Hapardes of Tavshin Tetzayin, Choveret Aleph. Why did he not want it to be published? I mean, after all, if you hold that way, you hold that way. So at the end of his tshuva, he writes as follows: Amnam kein lahalacha lo nira baze iser, avol lemaisa yeshu hitiyashev im lo yikashlu ayidei horas heter bedavar ze, elu hatoim v'hamatim es haacherim ba'amram dine hatora mekavlim shinui kafi chepetz harabanim umorei hora v'Yisrael. Namely, Mrs. Greenberg didn't introduce the phrase that when there's a rabbinic will, there's halachic way. The Achiezer already said, maybe I won't publish this because people will think when there's a rabbinic will, there's a halachic way. And then he says over there, and then continues, Ve'ein ze pachad shav im nachshav shehora teter v'gelatin techazek et adeya hamshubeshet hanafotza kol kach bedorenu bizadon ubishkaga. That's what Rashi explains. Namely, that he wrote it lahalacha, but the bottom line is it was published, and so he stood behind it. But he didn't want it to be published. It wasn't, in other words, Masha Enkin, the Achiezer, felt that way, l'chatchila. In terms of the poskim nowadays, I'll answer the question. I just finished. In terms of the poskim nowadays, so the Rabbanut HaRashit of Eretz Yisrael paskins l'chatchila like the Achiezer, that called them up and I asked them, and they said that they check that when the gelatin is made, it's made dafka from dry bones of nevelot utrefot, and then when I pressed them, either as machlokes between the Achiezer and Aaron Cutler, they said, "Well, ponim chadoshos bovokanda." Another sniff leheter that we have over here. There is a concept of halacha that when you have a serious chemical change, we can speak about the fact that we've lost whatever status of Easter we previously had. It's a rush in brachos deals with raglei dvorim inside of dvash. That raglei dvorim are sherets, and yet within the dvash they undergo some sort of a transformation where they turn into dvash. And the Rosh says, "Kosev ben Yonah ponim chadoshos bavlekan." Here also ponim chadoshos bavlekan. In Chutz La'aretz there were Orthodox rabbis in Philadelphia, particularly, who grabbed upon this heter of the Achiezer, and they produced what they called kojel, K-O-J-E-L, a kosher gelatin. And it was used in my time in puddings, etc. Based again on the head, they're calling me kosher gelatin that a rub is machshir, that it's made from dried bones, and based on the heter of the Achiezer, assuming that everyone would agree, that in that situation, Machabe would agree, the Rama would agree, etc. The OU. Even though they received the heter of Chazon Yecheskel, he wrote them a tshuva, but they decided to be machmir, and they only permit gelatin which is made from kosher animals. I mean, a kosher animal clearly has a kosher bone, and from a kosher bone you can make kosher gelatin. What are the reasons of the OU's chumra? So, A, in terms of the simply pshat, does the machaber and how did the Machaber and the Rama work out? They chose Rav Aaron Kotzler's explanation that really the Machaber paskins like the Rambam, that Atzmos Iser, even Koshas, even Yeveshas, the Etzem itself is Osir. Why does the Machaber write Heter? Either because of no Achshav, it is Taroves, Tam Kolosh, or whatever. B, they hold that there's no Panim Chadoshos, there is no chemical change. Even the Chazon Yecheskel agreed. He says, I don't want to use the heter panim chadoshos because really there's no chemical change within the gelatin. C, they say you can't deal with that the gelatin is nifsal la'achila because the bottom line is that it's chozer v'nir. It may go through a certain stage where it's nifsal la'achila, but the bottom line is it's used as a food. Fourthly, they hold that there is achshavei. The moment they use a gelatin as a davar ha'maimid, there is achshavei. Rav Aaron Kotzler writes that in his article. And finally, they said that simply they don't make gelatin that way any longer. That is not the metzius of making gelatin. Gelatin is no longer made from atzamos yuveshos, but rather it's made from tissue, from collagen, I think it's called. It's made from a certain tissue of the animal, like a muscle tissue, etc. And that's basar. It's made from basar. Then you can only use the heterim of panim chadoshos bavlekan. You can't use all the heterim of atzamos, etc. And it's also made before the atzamos are still lach, etc. So therefore, you can't use the various heterim of the Achiezer, v'chulei. And so therefore, you should just be aware that if, I think I mentioned this when we had the shiur to the women, beginning of the year, in terms of differences of kashrus, I wouldn't call it kashrus standards, kashrus psak, between America and Eretz Yisrael, is that that on elite products that just have the hefshel of the Rabbanut HaRashit, you have to look at the ingredients to see what is their stabilizer. If the stabilizer, if it says gelatin kasher, that's kojel. That's the heter of the Achiezer. The OU wouldn't have given a heter on that. So the various elite toffees, the ones that taste very good, right, small ones, so those, if you look on the ingredients, it says gelatin kasher. Who I did on some of their puddings, it says gelatin kasher. But there are alternatives. You know, the other va'adot kashrut in Eretz Yisrael are not so much on the heter, and they use other stabilizers, vegetable stabilizers, etc. One last point, and then I'll answer the questions. And that is, well, according to the OU, that you're allowed to make gelatin from kosher animals, is that gelatin, which you make from a kosher animal, is that gelatin bisari? I mean, is there a problem of candy, if you have candies that are made from gelatin, is there a problem of basar v'chalav in terms of the gelatin and the milk chocolate in the candy? So that's a tshuva that Rav Moshe has. It's in Chelek Aleph of Igros Moshe, Simon Lamed Zayin, which was asked of him by the mashgiach of a company called Barton's. I don't know if it still exists, but it used to be the OU candy firm, and they had milk chocolates where they wanted to know if they could use kosher gelatin, and kosher gelatin for kosher animals, where it's the problem of basar v'chalav, and there, in other words, we'll get into it in Hilchos basar v'chalav, but there may be a different standard of basar in terms of combining with chalav than the the source itself, namely that the, could be the moment that you move, even if you do the etzem as being part of the animal, it's no different than the skin of the animal, than or. And we say that or b'chavav is not the equivalent of basar b'chavav. Then there are a number of other tshuvas dealing with this. You know, look at the tshuva over there of Moshe and Chelok Aleph, Siman Lamed Zayin. Okay. Any questions? Yes.
Gelatin
is a powder which serves as a stabilizer. Namely, the fact that your jello remains jello and doesn't revert back to being liquid is because there's something stabilizing it that keeps it in that form. All the breakfast puddings that are here, bodies and etc. Those that have a certain consistency of solidity. What keeps them solid as opposed to reverting back to the liquid form? There is some stabilizer. One of the stabilizers that's used is this gelatin, which is a powder which classically was made from taking bones, drying them out, crushing them, and then pulling out from these crushed bones this gelatin, and then making a powder, drying it out, and using it as a stabilizer. Now there are other stabilizers. Let's say all of the puddings that are here, they don't have gelatin. They have a vegetable stabilizer. They have l'chulei. No, it's basically the real gelatin is still used usually in the puddings that people make in their own homes, or in the toffees. You know, it's like that you can, you know, it's twist it and turn it. It's soft when you buy it. It's like a hard candy. Something that's good to throw at a chassan. won't injure him before the wedding. Right? So it's basically soft. But if it's soft, why isn't it liquid? That's a stabilizer. It holds it at that intermediate state of being pliable and yet being solid. Okay. Wonderful invention. Yeah. Are they understanding? Well, the Ramah again. The Ramah says that Meikir had dinai pasnak v'machaber. Okay, so you know, but they were more concerned with the Rambam. What do we do with the Rambam? And the moment that we can say that the Machaber and the Rambam agree with one another, that neutralizes the Rambam. Yeah, I mean, because in other words, again, in other words, we saw that if you have a hetimitzad hefsed, etc. We're not dealing over here whether it's a hidur or it's not a hidur. We're dealing meikar hadin, is it mutar or not? So since the Ramah even himself hedges and says that there is a day that's machmir and it's nice to be machmir, but you know it's meikar di asvar harishana ikar, so we're back to the machaber. Okay, let's continue. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
I have a practical question. As I said, I have to be very, very machmir about my fasting, and therefore I am using gelatin to fortify things like non-fat yogurts and for other types of things that will allow me to consume protein from dairy, which I would not be able to do in other situations. And I'm somewhat concerned because I'm not quite sure then how to govern myself in this situation with gelatin given these three.
No, so there's no way. Every gelatin has a hechsher on it. Right. So depending who gives the hechsher on the gelatin, there's gelatin with an OU.
Right.
So gelatin with an OU means that it's made either from kosher animals, so it's no worse. I mean, the bone of a kosher animal is no worse than the meat of a kosher animal. I mean, pashas, even a vegetarian can eat the bone of a kosher animal. Right? The bone of a content. Okay, let's get it. So it either comes from the bone of a kosher animal or from some vegetable source, which is perfectly fine. So what I'm pointing out is that if you see a product containing gelatin, look who gives the hechsher on that product. That if it's the OU, it means that the source of gelatin is X. If it's Rabbanut HaRashit, it means the source of the gelatin is Y. If it's Rabbi X from Philadelphia, it's also Y, right? Even though poor Rabbi X is long dead, but they still put his name on it, on the marshmallows, yeah? That's, you know, it's the source of Dover Sekeher. Yes?
Why would we need
We don't need connected to the bone. We need connected to the meat. But we're afraid some of the meat is hiding in the bone. That's what we're afraid. We're afraid that the bone was belay on meat. And that meat that the bone was belay is going to come out. The bone itself we're not worried about. That's exactly it. We're not worried about the bone itself. We're worried simply that maybe some of the meat is hiding. So if we saw the meat in its raw state and know exactly how much is there, forget about the bone. We don't have the meat in its raw state. We only have it cooked. So we're afraid that the meat may have shrunk in the process of cooking, and some of that shrinkage may be found in the bone. Not that the bone turns into Iser. The bone is simply mutter. But that meat hiding in the bone is going to come out now in this process of cooking. And so when you want to know, do you have shishim, you have to take into account the meat coming out of meat and the meat which is hiding within the bone.
So we have to include the bone because we don't know the shear.
Exactly. Since we didn't see it. Had we seen it, we could forget about the bone altogether and say that our maximum shear is the max. Let's say, for example, if we originally had a piece of 4 kazaisim of meat that was attached to a kazaias of bone. Okay? And now, this you know, is put into a kadera, so you would eat shishim against 4 kazaisim. If we didn't know how much it was, and now we have 3 kazaisim of meat attached to the bone, so we still have to worry about 4 kazaisim because maybe it was 4 to begin with, and simply one shrunk and went into the bone, was nidla in the bone. Okay, let's continue. Sif Gimel. Any other questions? Sif Gimel. Yes.
The Mahadran Hekshir in Eretz Yisrael will not even use the kosher animals?
No, they use the kosher animals. Just it doesn't pay usually because the gelatin in the kosher animals is simply not very efficient. There are alternatives. Like all the puddings. The puddings use vegetarian gelatin. In Weizmann Institute, they make it out of roses. I don't know, whatever they make it out. They make it out of a flower. And I mean, it comes out to be the same thing. You can't tell the difference, unless you're a connoisseur. But I don't know if a person will tell the difference between a chocolate pudding that has real gelatin and a chocolate pudding that has, you know, this ersatz gelatin. Gimel. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik in Streitz, when he gave the Hechsher, he gave the Hechsher on Streitz, so he used to use what's called agar-agar as a stabilizer. It came from seaweed. Okay. Gimel. Bishar isurim chutz mi basar v'chalav chaticha habrua mi'iser mitztarefes levatel ha'iser. Okay, this is our favorite machaber, right? That in Shar isurim is no din of chanan. Once there's no din of chanan, then that chaticha which is housing the iser is heter. And it will mitztaref to the shishim mivatel the iser. Says the Ramah, the ain nohagin kain ki kaimelam b'chol isurim chaticha nasein nevela kidol elsi mansadi bay. Okay, so what we've been saying all along, here we have it black and white in the Mechaber and in the Ramah. Comes along the Shach and just points out a fact according to the Mechaber, chaticha b'lua perush hachaticha habalua mi'iser shenafal laheter. Ve'ein v'heter shishim levatel ha'Israel ha'betzir fa'chaticha mitztarfing ha'machaticha levatra. Fine, that's simply a restatement of the Mechaber. Umihu, says the Mechaber, says the Shach, ha'chaticha atzma asura l'fi sheha'Israel sheba in anithat imena legamret. We pointed out you can't be magil a food. And therefore, once a food absorbed in Iser, it's always going to remain Aser because there's no hag'ala for ochlin. That's what we call efshar l'sochto Aser. Okay, we'll see this later on in the beginning of Siman Kufav. It's a machlokas between the Rashba and the Tur. The Mechaber passes like the Rashba. The Tur holds that we can somehow be remove the Iser, be mevatel the Iser, even within the piece itself, and or to eat the piece. But we hold Efshel Asof to us. Okay, let's see Sif Dalet, and then we'll stop after Sif Dalet. We'll leave the next topic, the second half of the Siman, to next time. Misharin berotev ubekipa ubachatichos. In other words, when we want to know if there's 60, we take everything into account. We take into account all of the schmutz, all of the gravy, all of the little pieces. Umisharin aheter v'aiser kamosha balafaneinu. Ein ledayin elamasha ein avroos. Alpha pishaya beheter yoser mitzchilav nismait v'bishulav v'nivral v'kedera. We won't take that into account. We'll take the heter as we see it, because maybe some of the heter was nibla nekdera, maybe it evaporated. V'hanei milei b'mindush eino mino. Aval imu min b'mino, misharin gam b'mashe bola ha-kedera v'omi b'dofni ha-kedera, u misharin ze b'omid yofa, roen oso ki'ilu hu b'en. And we over here we have a distinction between min b'mino and min b'she'eno mino. In min b'mino we take into account the heter that was absorbed in the kedera. In min b'she'eno mino we don't take into account the heter that was absorbed in the kedera, only the heter as it comes in front of us. Question is, what are we talking about? Why distinguish between min b'mino and min b'she'eno mino? So here we have machlokes between the Shach and Rabbi Kiva Eger. Let's look in the Shach, Sifkat and Vav. What the Shach says, the reason that in the case of min b'she'eno mino we don't take into account that which is absorbed in the kedera is because the kedera is non-discriminatory, and the kedera absorbs Isur the same way it absorbs heter. So again, the ratio would basically remain the same. So says the Shach, what does that mean? The nira ve'enai, he quotes over here the Rush. I'm sorry. Before we get to it, so if that's the explanation, then what's behind the explanation? The assumption is, according to the Shach, that we didn't see when things fell into the kedera. We didn't see the Isur to begin with. We didn't see the Isur. And since we didn't see the Iser, so even if we saw the Heter, we'll be afraid, just as the Heter was Nivla, the Iser was also Nivla. And according to the Shach, talking about where we didn't see the Iser beforehand. And therefore we're Choshesh, just as the Heter we saw shrunk and was Nivla, maybe the Iser also shrunk and was Nivla, so we're not Mishayer by that which was Nivla, because the Chore, it's a thing that the Iser and Heter were both Nivla to the same ratio. If that's the case, Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, so why distinguish between min b'shemino and min b'sheino mino? I mean, if that's the case, that namely that min b'sheino mino, that we're choshesh over here, me'ikar hadin, that just like there's not shishim now, there never was shishim, so why should we make it a min b'mino? If we're talking about, I guess, we didn't see the Iser. That's his question over here. Midivrei Beis Yosef Yira da Rasha Mari lo re'inu eichut ha'Iser b'tchila u'mishum hachi b'min b'sheino mino aser. Namely, just as we say that now there's no shishim, maybe originally there was also no shishim. The afalpi came to mimimino mekilin, came near adas hataz v'hashach ulam. In other words, that's very strange. Why be mekil if the mimishen omino is mikar hadin? So Rabbi Kiva Eger switched horses and he moved over to what the Shach calls the name of the Maharshal. Then we're talking about a case where we saw the Iser beforehand. We saw the Heter and we saw the Iser. And we saw that originally that there was Shishim. Originally there was Shishim. And now the Heter was Nisma'et and the Iser wasn't Nisma'et. So now it appears as though there's no Shishim. That's the case where the Mechaber says in min b'shein amino will be Machmir and in min b'mino will go Me'ikar Hadin. In other words, it's not that min b'she'en amino we go me'ikar hadin, and in min b'mino we're meikil. That makes no sense. Why be meikil from ikar hadin? But rather, in min b'mino we're going me'ikar hadin, and in min b'she'en amino we're being machmir. We're dealing with a case. Let's just do. We're dealing with a case where. We're dealing with a case where now post cooking we find over here that there is 40. And here, there is one. So, but originally, this was 60. What was this originally? The Shach says we don't know. So in this case, what's the halacha? Originally we had 60 to something. And now we have 40 to one. So the Shach says in this case, since now we have 40 to one, we don't have B2. Originally we had 60. So let's take into account the 20 which is in the walls that they were that was absorbed. So the Shach says you can. Because maybe over here also there was more. Maybe over here, when this was 60, this was 2. Maybe. And he didn't have Vito to begin with. So since we say over here the 20 was absorbed, maybe the 1 was absorbed. So we just look at it now. Now we have 40 to 1, we say that's no good. Says that we keep Vegas, it might not be him to become into Shane Amino. If now we have 40 to 1, it should be no good in either case. So if we keep Vegas, it gives a different case. He gives the case in terms of Ra'inu. Namely, that we saw that originally this was 2, and originally this was 2. Originally this was 1. So that this was 1. And this originally was 60. Originally we had 60 to 1. And now we have 40 to 1. And the question is this bottle or not? So in Min Bimino, we'll say it's bottle. Because we had 60 to 1. What happened to the 60? And there it's absorbed in the walls of the Kedera. In Min Bisha'enom, you know, we'll say, well, maybe some of the 60 have absorbed in the walls of Kedera, some of it probably evaporated, etc. And therefore, we'll be Machmir. Be Machmir and say that currently we don't have any tools. We're afraid that maybe that which we don't see is not going to be Mitzarev to make it Bethel. Okay, so it's a question simply of how to read the Mechaber. Clearly the distinction between Min B'mino and Min B'sheino Mino is it that in Min B'sheino Mino were Meikar Hadin and Min B'mino were Meikil? That's the way the Shach appears to learn. Rabbi Akiva Eger asked on that you know, that's a little difficult. And therefore, according to the Das Kusha of Rabbi Akiva Eger, we're talking about a case, Tum Faker, where Min B'mino is Meikar Hadin and Min B'sheino Mino, we are going to be Machmir. Okay, we'll stop over here. In terms of Ein Mevatel Nisul Chatzila, I think that we can cover here to Hashem. Try to cover on Yom Rishon. That will take us, I don't know if we can cover everything, but we'll try. We'll head to try and finish the Siman on Yom Rishon. Just remind me to talk about, I want to talk about it, in Vat Nisr Chatila, I talk about blended whiskey, single scotch, whether single malt scotches, right? Okay.
What are we saying by what's called the